What's that man's problem? He's just not happy. Miserable bastard. I'm sorry. I forgot the microphone was on. Hey, this is Courtney. Courtney T. Edison. The old codger. I'm filling in tonight for the Antique Phonograph Hour. Just as well. You will be hearing music that can be played on antique phonographs. And they're being played by an antique. That's me. I've got shoes older than you. Anyway, this is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. No hope. And anyway, so here's some Fatswater. We're playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style for an hour. Okay, I mean, they're going out of style, but for an hour, we'll be playing them. Here's Fatswater. Thank you.
was true and faithful. Now I'm home in bed and sick with pain. All my friends told me that you were just a clown. Still, I let your sweet words to let my love come tumbling down. Yes, I've got them. Got those letters like you. Forget the dirt you did me. You can have me anytime you choose. They say you're just a sweet man, just like a plum or prune. All you need to do is whistle, and I'll be loving you till next June. Yes, I've got them. Got them letter writing blue. Forget the dirt you did me. You can have me anytime. I wrote you 6 or 8 times, or maybe 3 or 4. The postman returned them to me and said you're just a constant bore. I've got them.
Well, this is Courtney. I'm the disc jockey. You can call me a radio personality if you like. I'm filling in for Mac. Old phonograph. Antique phonograph. Show. And that was Dinah Washington, the great Dinah Washington. And Postman Blues. Before that, we had Claude Thornhill and his orchestra with Portrait of a Guinea Farm. And we heard the Digger Stomp from Fats Waller playing the organ. That was an early recording of Fats Waller in his career. I remember when he first came along, nobody took him seriously. But I recognized his talent immediately. I told him to stick with it, and he would eventually become famous. And he did. And then at the age of 43, he was dead. Well, we paid tribute, of course, to someone else. President Ford died. He was, what, 92? Just a wee pup. Yes. Young. Imagine dying so young. Why, when I was his age, when he died, when I was that age, I was having a midlife crisis. Yes. It was terrible. I knew. Because I knew then that my life was half over. And I could hear the clocks ticking louder. Every minute was one more grain of sand shifting from the top of the hourglass to the bottom. So, rather than sit there and suffer through my midlife crisis at the age of 90, I resolved to do something. So I did. I called my friend Rummy Delbarton. He came over, and we listened to some Ukulele Ike, 78 RPM records. And that was the end of my midlife crisis. It lasted about 20 minutes. I'm fine now. nothing a little bourbon couldn't fix. My favorite, of course, is old creepy bastard bourbon. It's made from a shellac residue. Yeah, it's strong stuff. It'll leave you plush to the scuppers. Yeah, if you're younger than 70, you want to stay away from it. Yeah, I recommend. Anyway, I'm here playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. Only 78. I don't play any compact disc or LP or cartridge or 3 MPs, whatever they're called. I only play 78 RPM records. Yes. And we'll go play them until 8 o'clock. Then someone else comes in, Sharpie Sharpling, I think. Anyway, here is a great one, one of my favorites, from Mr. Slim Gaylord.
If you want communication, use a telephone. When you entertain the nation, it's a microphone. Dictation can be made on a dictaphone. That's communication. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication. You can send a wire by telegram. Also get the news by teletype. Now we look in Mars through a telescope. That's communication. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Communication. Western Union telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message through. Phone express and airmail, a shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication. Telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message to you. Pony Express, airmail, shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication.
Bumblebee. He whispered, listen to me, dearie. I always want you to be near me. Don't ever, ever stay away. When you hear me call you hoo. When you hear you hoo, you'll know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do. Under the moon, the skies are starry and bright. The birds are sleeping at night, and there is no one in sight. Under the moon, close to my heart, I feel your tender embrace. Never to part. tender and bright. Never to part like birds in June. I'm calling you, you. You know I'm waiting for you, you. We've got some loving to do. Morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. On Christmas morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. I met a bamboo band on the street. First the rhythm was hot and sweet, they were shouting.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother. And you take this stick and you knock down your father.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother.
I can remember that 25th of December, on the old man's birthday, everyone were merry up and gay. Women with their dresses so tight, shaking and hitting, now black is white and they shouting.
Down, down, take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Why you take this stick and you knock down your brother, then you take this stick and you knock down your father.
Down, down, take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Fellows dressed in short pants, while the woman showed the bamboo dance. I admired Gwendolyn, how she was wagging she dustbin. I had to ball when you're edging me teeth. Rolling that thing all over the street and they shouting.
Down, down, four, take a stick and you knock down me brother.
Wapimpi, 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 wampum.
Down, down, four, take a stick and you knock down me brother.
She said, begin a ramas, help entertain Father Christmas. She said, a drink me cock-a-pool. Now I am cooler than the fool. She says, boy, if you love the tone, join in the band and shake up your bone. And they're shouting.
Down, down, whoa, whoa. Take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Oh, you take this stick and you knock down your brother. Then you take this stick and you lick down your father.
Down, down, whoa, whoa. Take a stick and you knock down your brother.
When they got by the rosary, a priest went on so fiery. When he saw the behavior, he got the rhythm in the shoulder. And he watched the girls to the rear, how they were wishing Happy New Year and they shouting.
Down, down, four, four, take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Oh, you take a stick and you knock down your brother, then you take the stick and you knock down your father.
Down, down, four, four, take a stick and you knock down your brother.
When my little sweetie reaches 21.
Man, I love those Singing Sisters. Yes. And those were the Watson sisters. Fanny and Brunhilde, I think her name was. Fanny and Brunhilde Watson. And Just Leave It to Me. Before that was recording from Trinidad on the deck of labor. Lord Beginner, the great Calypsonian, singing a timely song, Christmas Morning. Had the rum, had me yawning. And the Ponce sisters before that was Ethel and Dorothea Ponce, did Under the Moon. And Slim Gaylord, great Slim Gaylord, doing Communication. And, sorry, hit the microphone again. Do that way too often. That's because I'm a doddering old fool. What's your excuse? Well, this is the old Cadger Courtney, T. Edison, here filling in for Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour, WFMU, filling in because they don't give me a regular show. I've asked many, many times, and they don't seem to trust me. I think part of the problem is they're jealous. Number one, because I do a better show than anybody else. And number two, I play better music. And number three, I make money on my show. I play commercials. That's right. I sell advertising sponsor time to the fine sponsors of the old Codger program. So I air their commercials, even though other people on this station, they're snobs. I don't need commercials. Oh, commercials. They stink, they think. Well, I say commercials pay the bills. And I've got bills to pay. So, rather than be a freeloader, I sell sponsor airtime. So, right now, I'd like to air some commercials for the old codger. I've got these very short commercial spots. Please patronize sponsors of the old codger program.
Waiter! Waiter! Bill, did you ever see such poor service? I'm going to call a manager.
Take it easy, Walt. What's mostly wrong is your grouch.
I'm sorry, Phil, but my digestion is so upset.
What you may need for your poor digestion is something that works after nature's own order. Try Carter's Little Liver Pills.
Good advice. When your digestion is upset and you feel headachy and irritable, take Carter's Little Liver Pills. You see, each day, nature normally produces about 2 pints of a vital digestive juice to help digest your food. If nature fails, your food may remain undigested, leaving you headachy and irritable. To feel cheerful and happy again, take Carter's Little Liver Pills. They increase the flow of this vital digestive juice quickly, often in as little as 30 minutes, and you're on the road to feeling better. Don't depend on artificial aids to counteract indigestion when Carter's Little Liver Pills aid digestion after nature's own order. Take Carter's Little Liver Pills as directed. Get them at any drugstore, only 25 cents. Is the sweetheart you married the husband you expected him to be? Has the war created new problems for you in your marriage? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends and neighbors, Arid presents John J. Anthony, founder of the famed Marital Relations Institute, in a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice. Just as Mr. Anthony, by examples in this studio, is helping thousands of men and women solve their personal problems, Arid, too, is helping thousands to solve the important personal problem of underarm perspiration. Arid helps you avoid perspiration damage to clothes and safeguards friendships. Use Arid every day. It helps stop perspiration safely, and at the same time, Arid is a most effective deodorant.
Owners everywhere are talking about the economy of the 50 Ford. Listen to what Mr. Jacob N. Wade of Lyndhurst, Virginia, one of over 420,000 delighted owners, said about his new Ford.
In these days when the cost of everything is up, it's certainly great to own a 50 Ford. For I found that my new Ford V8 gives me everything I'd expect to find in an expensive car for amazingly little money. And in addition to being a low-cost car to buy, I find my Ford is mighty economical to own. I get 20 miles to a gallon and spend very little for upkeep. My money sure goes a lot further since I've owned a 50 Ford. Yes, Ford owners everywhere are finding out about the economy of the great new Ford. They're saving real money now because of Ford's low price. And they'll be saving real money for years to come because of Ford's low operating and maintenance costs. But see for yourself. Tomorrow, stop by your neighborhood Ford dealers. Get the facts on Ford economy. Then take the wheel and test drive the big new Ford.
Yeah, so please patronize the sponsors of the Old Gods Radio Show. Buy the new 1950 Ford. It's a fine model. I've seen it. It's got a fluid drive, and it has an ashtray, which a lot of new cars don't have anymore because all the busybodies out there are trying to get people to stop smoking. I wish they'd just shut up and leave us alone, taking away all our pleasures. Well, anyway, and of course, buy your perspiration, your underarm deodorant, and your little liver pills. And tell them the Codger sent you. They will give you a discount. They're 10% off. If you tell them the Codger told you to go buy a 1950 Ford. Well, now it's time to go back to the music of the Old Codger program. Playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. And we got here Blind Blake. That's right, a old 78 from Blind Blake.
I love my whiskey, crazy about as I can be. Crazy about as I can be. But my new bootlegger, crazy about to poison me. Took one drink last night, and it made me go stone blind. Drink last night, and it made me go stone blind. Thought to run away, leave my sweet mama behind. Sometime one drink make me act like a dog gone fool. Like a dog on food. But two or three drinks make me kick like a dog on milk. Mama, mama, don't treat your papa mean no more.
If I die, in the German wall. I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. Foggy chill, foggy chill, please don't bear my soul. I thought just leave me out, let the buzzer see me go. When you see me coming, look across the Richmond field. And if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you golden news. I looked up at the sun, cried, some train don't come, I'll be some walking done. My mama told me just before she died, Lord, sister, daughter, don't you be so wise. The Mississippi River, you know it's deep and wide. I can stand right here, see my babe from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean I see have to cross the deep.
supporting me. And with them I live luxuriously. One to wash my clothes, one to cook my food, and one to romance when I'm in the mood. Don't worry with me, oh hey. No young girls will make me a square. Don't worry with me, oh hey. No young girls will make me a square. Now the reason why I love my old women so, they're so attentive and lovable. They know how to kiss me so nice and sweet. They can't bite me lips, they ain't got no teeth. Don't worry with me, oh hey. No young girls will make me a square. Don't worry with me, oh hey. No young girls will make me a square. One old woman I love the best. Look like Rabble Gertie without her dress. And when I kiss her cheeks I wouldn't brag. I hide her face in a laundry bag. Don't worry with me, oh hey. No young girl gonna make me a square. Don't worry with me, oh hey. No young girl gonna make me a square. Nine more women still up in me house on Sugar Hill. So any old maid over 63, bring your bank account and give to me. Don't worry with me, you hear. No young girl gonna make me a square. Don't worry with me, you hear. No young girl gonna make me a square.
Ben heard some more old clips on there from Lord Thomas. That's called Why I Love My Old Women. And those of you who listen to the old codger know that the codger loves younger women. 45, 50. But I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jailbait. Well, we heard from Jelly Roll Morton. You know that when he called himself Jelly Roll, he wasn't talking about food. Well, it was. It's a food of a sort. It's something that some people like to eat. Jelly Roll Morton, it was his nickname. Fine piano player, songwriter, singer, raconteur, and an old friend of the old codger. Good personal friend. I miss him very, very much. Well, we heard Jelly Roll Morton with Dr. Jazz. Before that, Geechee Wiley. Geechee is a food. As a matter of fact, Geechee was named after a food, the Geechee fruit. And Last Kind Words Blues from Geechee. And Blind Blake, another old friend of mine, taught him how to play the guitar. We heard Bootleg Rum Dum Blues. I'm the old codger, and I'm filling in for Mac on the Phonograph Hour, old phonograph program. Want to say hi, of course, to all my friends out there, Red Butler, Robbie Delbarton, Woody Fishcakes, Cloney, my girlfriend Blossom Moskowitz, and her dog, Fudgy. You know, I was listening a little bit to Brian Turner's program this afternoon, and I must say, it caused great distress to Blossom's dog, Fudgy. He still has not recovered from the terrifying sounds that were emitted by the radio when Brian Turner took to the airwaves this afternoon. It was frightening, I tell you. The dog has been cowering under the bed ever since. Blossom cannot get him to come out, even with a big bowl of food. Anyway, I just want to say, the old gadget, I just want to say here on WFMU to put out the call, because I don't have a computer. First of all, I understand there are naked pictures of me on the internet. I did not put them there, of course, nor have I seen them because I don't have a computer. I don't have. Cannot see the internet. But supposedly there are naked pictures of me out there. I don't know who took them, how they got them, or which naked pictures they are, but I'm sure I look fine. For a man of my age, I look damn good naked. And I can prove it. Anyway, I also want to say, I want to put out a call, because this is an emergency. It's an emergency. It turns out, I just found out, that the original sheets, the bed sheets, from the day that I took Sophie Tucker's virtue. Yes, she used to have virtue. Sophie Tucker did. Anyway, the original sheets from the day I took Sophie's virtue were recently stolen by Rummy Delbarton's nephew, Corey Orlanus. And he sold them on eBay. Well, I'm putting the call out. I don't want the sheets back. I want to know the final auction price, and I demand 60%. I worked hard to give those sheets incomparable value. So, if you know how much those sheets went for on the eBay auction, call me at home. Let me know. You can call me at home. I give my phone number over the radio every time I come on WFMU. It's okay. You can find me in the phone book. I live in East Orange in a bunker on Springdale Avenue. My phone number, if you want to write it down. Write it down. Here's my phone number. I'll give it to you right now. I've had the same phone number since 1892. Okay, you got your pencil? My phone number, some of you probably already have it memorized because I've given it before. But for those of you who haven't, or if you've forgotten it, my phone number is 6. So feel free to call me at home and let me know if you can go on the internet to the eBay auction and see how much those bed sheets went for. Apparently they got a lot of money, and I'm going to get my 60% from Coriolanus. So, anyway, oh, we're running out of time. Got to go back to the music now. More Singing Sisters here. Okay, you know, always here. 79 PM Records of Singing Sisters. Here are Rosetta and Vivian Duncan, the Duncan Sisters.
Of what really happened to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Here is a story that you must believe. It's the old story of Adam and Eve.
Now they were the founders of the human race, and they lived in a most unusual place till they ate an apple and fell from grace. Oh my. Was a happy life they were leading in that beautiful Garden of Eden. They wore no clothes, never missed a meal, and they had no reason to lie or steal, and they never had heard of sex appeal. Oh my. Now Adam went on a trip one day, told Eve to be good while he was away. He left her at home with nothing to do. She was alone and lonesome too, and the villain appeared as villains do.
A snake drove up in a Packard car. He had gin on his breath and a long black cigar.
When he saw Eve, he softly sighed and said,
"Come on, kid, let's go for a ride."
Then Eve climbed in and sat by his side.
Oh, my. They drove away with a wicked laugh. But they only had gone about a mile and a half
when they ran out of gas by an apple tree. And the snake proposed that they eat two or three. And Eve replied,
"It's okay by me. I'm so glad you came up to see me, Snakey."
"How am I doing?"
"You fascinate me, brother."
"Oh, my."
Now, Eve didn't know that she was in danger, for she had never been told not to trust the stranger. She ate the apple, and it tasted like more, but there was a sign that she never saw that said,
"Eating these apples is against the law. Oh, my." Around here, swiping my apples and pinching them.
course of time, Eve came walking back with a couple of apples in a paper sack.
They were out in the cold and they thought they'd freeze, so Eve picked some fig leaves from the trees and made herself a pair of BBDs.
Don't ask how the story came to be, for I must admit it's a mystery to me. But I think after Eve got out of this mess and wanted to get it off of her chest, she sold the story to the Morning Express.
Just like you see and hear it, they sinful.
The devil cannot rue you on revival day.
Glory, glory.
Hymns are purifying.
Glory, glory.
Wash my sins away.
Lordy, Lordy.
Feel just like a lion.
Lordy, Lordy.
I'll reborn today. Just hear those sisters groaning and hear them brothers moaning, repenting and atoning on revival day. Oh, they're talking to the spirit just like you see and hear it. They simple and they fear it on revival day. When that congregation starts to say, nothing in this world don't mean a thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, makes you feel so peculiar. The devil cannot rule you on revival day.
Well, that wraps up the program with Bessie Smith singing on Revival Day. And we heard from the Trick Sisters, a very, very sad song. Back when they released that record, many, many people heard it, and they went out and committed suicide. Of course, that was 1929, onset of the Great Depression anyway. So, anyway, people were not happy. Unlike today, when everybody is happy, because the world is at peace, and everybody gets along and lives in harmony. Isn't it wonderful? We heard the Duncan Sisters in there with Adam and Eve, because they started it all, didn't they? I don't mean the Duncan Sisters. You know who I'm talking about. This is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. Go out and look on the internet for the naked pictures of me. They are stunning, I understand. And stay tuned for what I'm sure is the second best show on WFMU, hosted by Sharpie Sharpling. This is Courtney said goodbye, WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Mark.
Well, I am Buddy Swales, Governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, Governor of Party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Collier from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy.
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yeah.
They have ring bologna at the Wawa I go to.
What?
I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinaki.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash your trash.
This is Eric. I'm calling from Newcomb.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Tent don't stand without the tent pole. This is a tent pole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What? This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
Hey, it's Captain Jack.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fafer.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Lewis. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
fighting!
La 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 la.